Hello and welcome to Cavell Group's Cloud Conversations podcast. My name is Patrick Watson, Head of Research here at Cavell. And today I'm joined by special guest, founder and CRO of G12 Communications and host, I must say, of the excellent Everything Teams Phone live show on LinkedIn, Rick Garcia. How are you today, Rick?
Patrick, I'm doing very well this morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad at all, thank you. You've joined me from the other side of the world to me. It's late afternoon here. I'm just ending. You're just beginning. I think we're going to slightly shift the conversation today because I know while we were planning this, maybe we'll spin a few of the questions back on me. But just for any of the audience members who aren't aware of G12, could you give us a sort of bit of background, please?
Yeah, G12 Communications, we were a group of guys that started a company, started the company in 2011. And we were a spin out of a company called 360 Networks, which was a wholesale provider to the voice over IP space. And we provided services to organizations like Vonage and Ring and Jive and all these, all the VoIP providers out there. So we started in 2011. We were a UC company, we did SIP trunking, cloud PBX, et cetera. And then obviously, towards the pandemic, we were running into this thing called Microsoft Teams, and it really started to become, people really wanted this integration, although at the time they didn't know what integration they really wanted. But 2020 came around just before the pandemic, and we had used Microsoft Teams essentially as a soft phone. And so we thought, well, this is a pretty interesting thing. And then the pandemic happened, and our team's sort of consumption with our cloud PBX exploded. 2022 comes around, 21 comes around, we take part in Operator Connect, and all of a sudden we're known as a Microsoft, Teams organization now, and that's what we deliver. And we've recently been acquired by Momentum Telecom, and I think it's going to be a fantastic partnership because I feel like there's services that are not offered anywhere else that can be offered exclusively at Momentum.
Fascinating, and I think that we wanted to talk everything Teams, and I think it's really interesting that you mentioned there of it, the pandemic. If we dare go back that far, we've just done some research, which, and as you might expect, the adoption of Teams as a collaboration platform, there was a real spike in early 2020. And I think what we've seen then, and I'd be interested for your thoughts on this, with what you've seen with your customers, is people have adopted Teams as a collaboration platform, either potentially out of necessity or ease. Obviously, Microsoft make it very easy with some of those commercial bundles. But I think since then, we've seen the expansion in the use of Teams in terms of integrating it with other platforms. You mentioned telephony. I wanted to talk about contact center, all of those different areas. So is that something that you've seen, that maybe the enterprise understanding of what Teams can do has expanded in different areas?
I think it's slowly expanding. I think you're starting to see Microsoft push this idea of the workplace hub. And I think I was explaining it differently. I was explaining it as, call it Android or, the OS, the new OS, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're starting to see that with the amount of applications that have been developed and deployed within the Microsoft Teams store, as an example. And sometimes people don't see those because administrators really lock down the visuals, so you can't really see all the applications in there like you could in your Android, Play Store, for example. But yeah, I think businesses are starting to adopt more and more services being delivered into Teams. And now, if you want to give it a different analogy, I think you can consider Teams almost like the set-top box, right? Kind of that TiVo battle. Yep. Back in the day. It's the set-top box into the business organization for their entire communication suite.
Yeah, I think it was someone that explained it to me, the analogy that I always use was that Teams is effectively sort of that user interface window through which you go into all your other applications. So whether those are your productivity applications, whether those are your data management systems, customer data management systems and CRM or third party communication systems, whether that's telephony or contact center, or whatever that might be. And I suppose that the whole reason behind that, and it's something we were talking about just before we started recording this, is I suppose the ultimate goal for organizations is to improve the workflow of the user, bringing everything into that single application, so you're not having to constantly switch between different programs, applications, platforms.
Productivity is sort of the name of the game, right? And I think as businesses evolve, the office worker was the initial sort of, you know, deployment or the initial sort of adopter, the knowledge worker. And the collaboration component was a real strong piece. I mean, you remember, if you remember, we were doing conference calls and we were doing a WebEx, let's just say, right? Back in the day. And if you go 2017, and I say back in the day, 2017, you know, you are doing a some sort of a web share, and you were on a conference call together, and that was the modality at the time. Now, you know, you've collapsed the collaboration. The knowledge worker adopts it, and I think the amount of knowledge workers out there is more than what I thought, right? But then there's a significant amount of businesses that are maybe not operating at the knowledge worker level, and I think what you're seeing Microsoft do now is start to embed other features and services that start to address the rest of the market. And I think that's what you're seeing, this massive adoption. I think, what was the numbers? You know the numbers better than I do. I think, was it 320 million daily active users? Is that right?
Yeah, 320 million monthly. Microsoft shifted to monthly a little while back in terms of the reporting. And then in terms of telephony enablement, they announced 17 million PSTN enabled users earlier this year out of that 320 million total users, but that's probably closer to 20 now. I think the piece that you talk about around knowledge workers and other types of workers is really interesting, because I think traditionally collaboration platforms have been much more sort of addressed, targeted at the knowledge workers. We did some research earlier this year where we spoke to a couple of thousand businesses across North America and Western Europe and asked them about the types of workers within their businesses. So knowledge workers, frontline workers in a fixed location, or mobile frontline workers. And actually, as you said, the proportion of what you might consider a type of frontline worker, and as I said, there's different divisions even within that, is the majority of the user base out there. And it's interesting, it changes geographically as well. There's a higher proportion of frontline workers in the US compared to Europe. And I think you're absolutely right. I think both Microsoft and other collaboration players as well, and UC players, are realizing that the sort of remainder of the market that is there to capture is really in the frontline worker space. So I think there's a real change there in terms of that dynamic.
No, absolutely. And I think as they start to deploy services, obviously, you know where this goes. It goes into, let's say, Microsoft Teams Mobile, right, to start to address that frontline worker. So I think with that collaboration base they've got and internal communications, it's interesting. You never knew that you had a problem with internal communications. At least I didn't, let's just say, in an organization. You know, we were small back in the day, but you never thought about how important it was to collaborate internally with your organization. And as I think, what were the front runners, I think, in early chat days were, I can't even think of their name now. Slack. I mean, Slack as an early front runner, what an amazing platform they built, and they made significant inroads early on. And then I don't know where they've gone yet. They've kind of, I think Salesforce acquired them and things like that. But Teams, you know, the collaboration internally became so important that everyone needed this installed base of collaboration users within the organization to internally communicate. And now, you know, when you see I've addressed this portion, now let me address everybody else, and now it's starting to reach the customer now. So let's take now you get the frontline workers, you know, let's just say if it's, you know, Microsoft Teams Mobile or whatever it's going to be to address the frontline workers now. And then you see it even beyond the platform, because I consider Microsoft Teams the platform as an example, or a platform versus any one given tool. It's the platform that allows, you know, development to then address the you know, outward facing, the knowledge worker, the frontline worker, and then onto the customer, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think the Teams Phone mobile proposition is so interesting. And so for anyone who's listening who's not aware of that, effectively, Microsoft have made it possible now through a selection of partnerships. So they've got Verizon in the States, Rogers in Canada, BT, Swisscom, Telia in Europe. There's a few others as well. And effectively, what you can do with that is you can now assign a mobile number to a Teams user and allow them to make calls over the mobile network. And I think that there has always been a debate about sort of mobile UC solutions, particularly within the US and even more so in the UK, is what are the particular use cases? And I think there are some use cases. However, I think that story in the developing world, and it's something that we've talked about before, if you look at Latin America, if you look at Africa, if you look at the Middle East, if you look at Asia, the propensity to use a mobile solution for your business is huge in comparison to yeah. Western Europe and the UK. In Western Europe and the UK, the vast majority of business lines are fixed line. In all of those other regions, it's the other way around. So although Microsoft, those solutions aren't available there yet, I think you're absolutely right. I think that Teams Phone mobile play for specific use cases, and most of those will be frontline worker in North America and Europe, but in the rest of the world is absolutely huge.
It really is. And I think obviously most organizations and most people don't understand what Teams Phone Mobile is just yet, right? And you've explained it quite eloquently, but the ability to move between a Teams call and a Teams, you know, web share into a mobile device to via the CDMA or GSM yeah. sort of network is pretty interesting, particularly if you're a driver or if you're delivery or if you're out, you know, doing other things, you know, pest control or whatever it may be. So if you think about all these SMBs out there, there's a significant amount of SMBs in the US that are mobile first, right? Yeah. And so you're going to get to address those, but they can come back to the office and they can take their call right on their you know Teams interface and collaborate, and it's all one number. And so that's a pretty interesting proposition down the road as you start to address the mobile guys. And then and again, getting to the end user, getting to the customer, the end customer engagement becomes really interesting. So the full stack, I guess, the full communication stack is why I see Microsoft as the leading platform out there.
Yeah, it's a really interesting. I wanted to ask a couple of things because the majority of Cavell's audience and our research customers are telcos and service providers. And at G2L, I think, although as you said, you might come from a more traditional background in terms of a UC supplier, you've absolutely diversified your capabilities now into the wider Microsoft stack. So I just wanted to hear a little bit about that story in terms of that diversification.
Yeah, it's interesting, being able to provide all of the UC components, and whether it's SIP trunking and or physical devices or faxing or texting, all the traditional things that a UC provider provides, I think it's pretty imperative. But I don't know, in 2021, when we joined Operator Connect, and obviously before that, when we paired our platform with Microsoft, you know, the adoption rate started to become much faster than normal UC. And so when you see the quick adoption, you see the scale, and you look at this and you go, wow, where is this actually going? And you see the majority of the engagements that you have, even Patrick, or anybody in our field, let's just say, aren't their collaboration, their scheduled meetings. So if you look at that, that's PSTN traffic, right? Normal telco network yeah. traffic, right? On the decline, let's just say. So I think that's what the numbers show. So you see that on the decline. Well, you go, if I make my revenue on network and software, my network component is starting to decline a little bit. Let's just say, well, let's double down on the software piece of it. And then again, the software piece of it, I knew at the time, you know, was going to be for me. We looked at G12. We said, you know, let's make this bet on Teams. And it's interesting because everyone that's been a Teams sort of partner and provider, let's just say from the OCS days and Link days, yeah. they're like, oh, you know, Teams is just gonna, or Microsoft is just gonna put a little bit into it, and it's gonna die on the vine. Let's just say it's not gonna be, you know, I'm not gonna invest everything into it. We took it in a different direction, and we looked at it and said, you know, this is the most important time in history that we're going to migrate from one type of solution, you know, from an older solution into this new sort of solution, and there's nothing beyond this solution. Okay, so for the three big ones out there, let's say it's Teams and Cisco and Zoom, and even AWS or Amazon to some degree. You look at those and you go, there's nothing beyond those right now. So if I look at it, I go, the majority of customers, as they wean off these legacy services, are going to end up on these platforms. So why not invest in these platforms? And as we drive further into the momentum acquisition of G12 down the road, you'll see the modern workplace start to shift even a bit more and see what we end up doing. But I think there's a lot of those platforms, as an example, I think are going to be where the majority of the communications takes place. And that's not just at the company location, and that's not just for internal communications, and it's not just for phone calls. I think you're going to see it from a customer engagement perspective start to really be the full-on stack of communications. And having that from the customer from the customer's customer to the customer, and then back to the cloud, right, is going to be an interesting proposition when you can provide that sort of full communication stack, if you will. So
I would completely agree with that. And our Cavell forecast, exactly as you said, if you look at the number of PSTN enabled users in North America and Western Europe, that's falling. We've got it falling in the forecast. And for anyone who wants more detail on exactly how fast it's falling, please do get in touch. But it's definitely declining. And I think part of the reason for that is that when you move, as you said, to this new collaboration centric world, if you migrate from a premises based system, it is not a one for one replacement in terms of PSTN services, because as you said, you can do over IP calls. It's not necessary. Do peer to peer, video conferencing, audio conferencing. So I think that's a really key point. And you're absolutely right. We talk to service providers and telcos globally all the time who are trying to overcome this challenge. So some of those areas that you've looked at, so managed and professional services, I take it, and you mentioned mm-hmm. customer experience with contact center. So what are those sort of key areas where you augment the offering?
It is falling in, I hate to say this, but falling in line with what a Microsoft partner is, right? And I say that only because, you know, the telco guys are going, we're not a Microsoft partner, we're going to provide services and we're the telco, and where's my DMARC? And we look at it as, what else can Microsoft provide that I can take and I can use as my entry? So yeah, professional services to start with. I mean, the real, you know, shining diamond here is Microsoft Teams. It's the system. It's Microsoft Teams as a phone system, as a collaboration system, right? As a productivity tool for an organization. The telco piece of it is just the telco. It's like the tires on a car, right? So you look at that and you go, okay, let's provide more pieces of the Ferrari. I call Microsoft Teams phone the Ferrari of phone systems. So let's provide some more services into the Ferrari, right? It is professional services around Teams phone. It's professional services, you know, or not professional services, but productizing some of Microsoft tools like Power Automate, right? Where you can create workflows for an organization. It is contact center that's embedded in Microsoft Teams, because people want one window. Organizations want one screen, one window to work through, and they want it to be completely connected to their entire organization, right? Or into their platform. So having a really tightly integrated contact center that lives in Microsoft Teams, and for North America specifically, texting, right? Texting is still a massive medium for communications. So having all those components built in, and one more, I'll just say this, but faxing. We're on the brink of finishing our faxing deployment, our faxing solution that's going to live in Microsoft Teams, right? So, you know, in North America, we still use faxing quite heavily. I know in the rest of the world, you don't, but here in North America, in the big sort of verticals, faxing is still present. And so being able to address that and deliver those faxes right into the Microsoft Teams ecosystem is important. So we invested some time and development dollars to deliver that solution. So those sorts of things are what we're working on. And it gets beyond that, but we'll start there.
Yeah, I think that the legacy device and legacy system support is often, I mean, and I get carried away and think who still uses it, but there's still UK, in the UK, public sector, faxing, analog, it's still absolutely key. So I think that's a really good point. In terms of those are the areas you're looking at now, what are you, as a sort of a last point, what are you considering for the future around the Microsoft stack without giving away any G12 internal secrets? What are you looking at in terms of the sort of the next areas of functionality?
It revolves around really improving the CX experience, the customer experience, right? So the customer's customer experience is where I think, you know, we want to focus on. When you can deliver you know, phone system service and collaboration and all those things into an organization, and they're relatively, you know, simple. I say simple because we do this all day, so it's simple to us, right? It's relatively simple to deploy that service. And then you start to look at the productivity gains that you can deliver to the employees and things like that. That gets really, really exciting. And so the real idea is to scale that as much as we can. But what's really exciting is how we start to engage the customer's customer for the customer. Why? Because we're the experts, let's just say, in the tools that are available from a customer experience perspective. And let's say if Microsoft Teams is that platform, we're the experts at going, hey, here's what you can do. And so Microsoft calls them ISVs, right? So they're, you know, they're independent software guys that develop sort of solutions. And so I think what you'll end up seeing is you'll end up seeing G12 Momentum start to create applications that start to bring in the customer's customer and make it easy, makes it easy for them to deploy and have some sort of not just productivity gains, but let's start to see some revenue gains for that organization, some engagement gains from their customers, right? So that to me gets to be exciting when you can start to help them generate revenue, generate engagement from their, let's say they're visiting people on their website, those sorts of tools. So those tools start to get really exciting for me. And I think you'll see us focus a little bit on that and the scalability and the scaling of the Microsoft Teams phone.
Yeah, I think that's the merging of the customer experience. And I think one of the arguments with the Microsoft stack has been that potentially the weakness is in that customer engagement side, although they've got Dynamics and they've got their digital contact center platform. But I think that's always been the area where there's real potential for growth. So fascinating to see what you get up to there with G12 in the future. Rick, if people want to find out more about G12, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, I like to field questions directly. And the reason I like to field questions directly is it keeps me tied to the audience, right? Oftentimes we're so far ahead of what traditional businesses are, we lose sight of what those traditional business problems become at some point, potentially. So I stay connected to the customers. You would be surprised at how my day is filled with actual customer meetings. And so if anyone wants to learn more, anyone wants to understand what we're doing, and or what their options could be, it's rgarcia@g12com.com. They're welcome to contact me directly via email, and I answer all my emails. So
best way directly to get in touch with them. I should plug as well the show that you do on LinkedIn, Everything Teams Phone Live, which I think is a really great show and keeps, you know, generally up to date with everything that's going on in the Teams telephony world. So I will shamelessly plug another podcast.
We appreciate that. It's really aimed at businesses and partners to go, guys, here's what's going on, because, you know, Microsoft does a good job of educating the large customers and maybe some of the mid-market customers, right? And what I'm trying to do is we're trying to educate sort of the SMB mid-market guys going, look, here are the tools available to you. The stuff that's available to this massive enterprise is available to you at the very same price. It's amazing the things that you can accomplish with a platform like this. So like, come on over, take a look, you know, spend some time with us on the podcast and we'll have some fun. So yeah, there you go, Patrick.
Excellent. Oh, well, absolute pleasure having you on today, Rick. Thank you kindly for your time. That's all we've got for this episode of Cavell Cloud Conversation. So until next time, it's goodbye from Rick.
See you, everyone.
And it's goodbye from me.